imagine playing golf with Mom's new bowling ball or tennis with a football. Each sport needs its own ball.
That's true, but it might be fun to give it a try. Welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Everyone is good at something. That's what the Bible says. It's right here in Romans 12, verse 6. It says, "In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well." So what can you do? What's your gift? Maybe you sing or you can teach. Or maybe you're a great encourager. Remember, whatever your gift is, you should use it to help other people. That's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Just Different. "A few more days," said Miles, "and we can watch the best ball game of the year." He picked up the football he'd gotten for Christmas. "The next best thing to playing football is watching the Rose Bowl game." "Huh," scoffed his sister Heidi. "The best thing about football is that the season's almost over." She picked up her new tennis racket and some fuzzy green balls. "Now this is much better, way better than your funny-shaped football." Mom spoke up. "Well, I think my new bowling ball is the best. It's big and beautiful, and it's going to knock down a lot of bowling pins." "It's big, all right," said Dad. "But if you want to see beauty, you need to take a look at my golf balls." Glancing around at his family, Dad grinned. "Whoever thought buying everybody sports equipment for Christmas would start a family feud?" "Well, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree," Mom said, smiling. "Better yet, let's agree that everybody's sport is great. Tennis balls or golf balls, bowling balls or footballs, no one kind is better than the others. They're just all different. Each is designed to do the best job possible for its own sport." "That's true," said Heidi. "You wouldn't knock many bowling pins over with my tennis balls." "No," said Miles. "And I can just imagine you trying to play tennis with Dad's golf balls while he plays golf with my football." Heidi laughed. "And you trying to play football with Mom's big bowling ball, that would be the funniest of all." "You know," said Dad, "that's the way it is with people too. We all have different abilities. Some people can sing or speak well. Others are good with kids or at building things. Some are good in science or sports or math. But that doesn't make one person better than another. Just like it's unfair to compare a tennis ball to a bowling ball, it's unfair to compare people to one another." Mom nodded. "God gave all of us different talents and abilities, and each one of us is special and loved by Him. We don't need to compare our abilities to anyone else's. Instead, we can trust Him to help us use the gifts He's given to us to show others His love and point people to Him." So how about you? Can you think of someone who can do something better than you? Do you think that makes them more special or more valuable than you? You're wrong. Or maybe you think you're better than someone else because you can do something they can't. Wrong again. God made each person different and special, and He loves each one of us. Trust Him to help you develop the skills He gave you so you can use them to share His love with others. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 6.
"In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well."
And our key thought, use the gifts God gave you. I love my Keys for Kids Storyteller because it's small, convenient, and has a full audio Bible, plus more than 30 hours of Keys for Kids. It doesn't use batteries because it's solar-powered by the sun. You can get one by going to keysforkids.org/storyteller. Plus, if you buy a Storyteller, we'll send one to a kid across the world who can't afford one. Get yours today at keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.